Greetings in the name of the one who roots and transforms our very beings. Amen. Before I begin, will you join me in a prayer for the people of Ukraine? O God of the vulnerable, be with the Ukrainian citizens as they courageously protect themselves, their families, and their land and homes. Grant resolve to the leaders of the U.S., the U.N., and neighboring countries that have the power to help protect the people of Ukraine from this aggressive attack. Be with the soldiers, citizens, and leaders on all sides to see the humanity of those across the lines. God, may we act for peace, mercy, and love in a power-hungry world. Amen. So there are some Christian denominations that prioritize the ontological change of a clergy person as they are ordained. From how I understand it, this ontological change happens when the hands are placed upon the ordinand's head and the apostolic succession transfers sacred power through the earliest apostles and from its origin, Christ's self, to the clergy person. This has been the heart of the issue in a recent case in Arizona. A Catholic priest for several years early in his career used the word we in baptisms. We baptize you in the name of. Every baptism that he offered in this way was nullified by the Catholic Church authorities in Arizona because he did not say, as a representative of Christ himself, I baptize you. Though the laying on of hands for the ordination is practiced in the Lutheran tradition, along with the apostolic succession this practice signifies, the power of it is set alongside such greater power and priorities, the foremost being the gospel message. Every liturgical piece in this tradition is only powerful in as much as it serves the gospel in faith, the message of Jesus, who gave up all power for the sake of others, and whose message of freedom enables us to see beyond ourselves, to use our power in freedom to serve others. The yoke of the soul is one liturgical symbol that signifies this. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Importantly as well, ordination is a power that belongs to the church in the Lutheran tradition, not to the ordained, which is why a calling community like this community of faith is even needed to have an ordination or installation at all. Our power belongs to each other and comes from outside of us, through us. This is the power of all gifts of ministry. We offer what we have been given to serve each other and our neighbors. Whether or not ontological change happens to the ordained is a matter of belief and cannot be proven. But what seems quite likely to me is that we, each of us, are indeed changed by the paths of life we choose. We are changed and shaped by the jobs we have, by the places that we live, by the families into which we have been born, or those we choose, by our friends, by how we spend our time, and what we choose to pay attention to. Teachers are changed by their students and vice versa, musicians by their music, writers by their words or their readings, lawyers by the law they practice, those in transition by listening and wrestling and wondering and new projects. All of these shape us. They transform and even transfigure us. I recently toured the Willed Body program at UH, and one of the leaders of this program took me through the place where these silent teachers, those who donated their bodies so that students can learn from them, were carefully, sacredly being cared for. In one place were stored the bones of some of these silent teachers. each marked with an index card of age and name where name was offered, and surprisingly to me, a job or profession. The leader explained to me that this identification is informative because even our jobs show up on our bones. Certain movements wear our bodies in certain ways. Our professions physically show up on our bodies. They mark our very bones. Several years ago, I first came across the field of epigenetics, the study of how our genes, our very genetic code, interacts with the environment around us. From what I understand, our genes can express themselves differently with different environmental stimuli. Our environments carry on conversations with the very core of our biological beings. We are transformed by the things around us. A seed will express any variety of genetic possibility depending on the environment in which it happens to have landed. We are transformed by the things around us. From what I understand, the situation affecting the Ukrainian people has resulted from a series of moves and countermoves over the past decades. The country and its citizens having to make decisions shaped by the great diplomatic powers around it. And now this singular act of aggression from its most powerful neighbor. The country, like we who watch and who are implicated, will have to make decisions based on the decisions of others. We shape and are shaped. We transform and are transformed. What will we do? How will we act? And who will we become along the way? Perhaps at times like this, like the kuleana that comes with the symbolic laying on of hands of any walk of life, we need to be reminded that we need each other to check the susceptibility we have to power. And we need to be reminded the source of real power is never human. It is bigger than us. And yet it comes through us. What will we do? How will we act? Who will we become along the way? Do we trust that nearly in spite of us, Christ may be at work in us, still and always transforming? There is life seeking to live, seed seeking the sunlight. If we can but remove the veil and see. And all of us, with unveiled faces, seeing the glory of the Lord as though reflected in a mirror, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. So says Corinthians. This is the mystery of the transfiguration, this meeting of human and divine, this unfolding sacred seed that shapes our very being and our actions in the world. We are implicated in the worst we can do to each other and to the living world around us. And yet somehow the divine still moves through us. Denise Levertov's poem is telling as she writes on the mystery of the incarnation. It's when we face for a moment the worst our kind can do and shudder to know the taint in our own selves, that awe cracks the mind's shell and enters the heart. Not to a flower, not to a dolphin, but to this creature vainly sure it and no other is godlike. God, out of compassion for our ugly failure to evolve, still entrusts, as guest, as brother, the Word. We are all being ontologically changed daily. Not us, but Christ moving in us. May our power be transformed, be always transforming, to serve each other and our neighbors in need. Amen. Our hymn of the day is Jesus on the Mountain Peak.